relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What are you like when it comes to vacationing? I get kind of itchy. By day 2.5, I say, this is cool. Time to get back to work. But the question is, who should I have sit in for me when I am traveling? Eric, do you have favorites? We've had lots of guest hosts over the last 4 years, some better than others, right?
I do have some favorites. I can think of one, especially a very recent guest host. She was very, very good, her first time hosting our show, and it was a phenomenal job she did.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yes, never hosted live radio for 3 hours before. Had a little bit of a background in media. I thought she did rather good, especially when it came to serious topics like the border. Here's a little reminder of one of our most recent guest hosts here on America First.
A big part of what made our movement, makes our movement so strong, is my stance on our border, which is we have to make that the top priority, securing our border, stopping the cartels, stopping the drugs, stopping the human smuggling and child trafficking. And that trafficking of drugs is what is killing so many of our young people with a fentanyl crisis in all 50 states.
I was in the Holy Land with 350 of my listeners. She stood up to the plate. Despite being rather busy herself, she is a new political phenomena. Carrie Lake, welcome to the other side of the microphone.
It's so good to be back on. I've always enjoyed coming on your show. I have so much respect now that I know you have to go through 3 hours of that every day. Because it's a lot. It's a lot of work, and people don't realize that there's just a lot that goes into putting a show like that together. But you have a good team.
I do. I hope they didn't hear that, but I do have a good team. You recently appeared for a whole hour on my former White House colleague Steve Bannon's show. I was a guest there momentarily while you were on the air. Was it difficult for you to have, because I watched my former boss, Steve. He had sparkles in his eyes. He fangirled out on you for about an hour. I don't do that to you because I'm a bit more of a professional. Was that tough for you, Carrie?
I fangirl over you guys as well, to be honest, because I have such respect after working in the media and seeing how the fake news has gone astray, even worse than we could ever imagine, to see that there are patriotic people who are trying to get legitimate information out and do so in a way that informs and doesn't drag down our country is so critical at this moment in history. So I was equally fangirling over you guys, but It was fun. I actually prefer to do just interviews. It's a lot better than just kind of a straight on show where you are talking the whole time. It's a lot. The back and forth is kind of fun.
Well, if you missed it, guys, that's, of course, Steve Bannon's War Room. And it was fun to watch Steve. He was really enjoying it. And you should watch the video. All right. So let's talk about, I know our 3 million listeners right now, the first question they want to know from you is, where does it stand in Arizona? What is the status of your various legal actions? Could you give us a quick update before we go to other questions?
Yeah, we are in the appellate court. There's a 3-judge panel who has taken all of the evidence in our case. They took our lower court case. We believe we were judged by the wrong standard in that case, and we're asking them to either send this back down and tell the judge to apply the correct standard, give us a new trial, or set aside Maricopa County results because they are clearly flawed and wrong, or give us a new election. So they have a lot of options, and we're waiting for them to rule. You know, it may not go our way in the appellate court, but we will be taking this to the Arizona Supreme Court. And so we're just waiting to hear from that 3-judge panel, which could happen any day or it could be a week or so. We shall see, but I promise the minute that comes out, we will get that out to the world and let them know what the ruling is in that But it's not over because either side will take this to the Arizona Supreme Court, and that is where the final judgment will come.
Now, I want to know the specifics of what you faced and are facing today, but looking en bloc with what we've witnessed since 2020 and prior to 2020, there seems to be this impossible catch-22 where, you know, you raise issues in the courts prior to the election and they're slapped down and they say, no, 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 you can't do that. We haven't had the election. And then you have the election and you have this tiny window for redress. Not only are judges historically incredibly unmotivated to ever overturn an election or question an election, but you have this impossibly tight window in which to demonstrate anything. So it looks as if irregularities or fraud can happen because the system doesn't allow you the mechanisms for redress. Is that an oversimplification?
No, I mean, actually, that was the perfect way to describe what happens. It is so hard, even with the most obvious corruption and rigging of an election, which is what we had in 22. They make it so hard. It's like you have to time this perfectly. If you go too early, they say, oh, the election, like you said, hasn't happened. If you go a second too late, latches, you've missed your opportunity. It's just insanity. And we have a ton of evidence. We have a mountain of evidence. It's impeccable evidence. And we're presenting it. This is the first case that's really been heard on the evidence. We had 10 counts we brought before the judge. He only allowed us to argue two of those counts, the two hardest to prove, by the way. And I think our attorneys did an exceptional job proving it. We had 1,000 pages of declarations sworn under penalty of perjury. We have facts like 300,000 ballots. Invalid ballots were counted in the official count, even though they have zero chain of custody. We have no idea where they came from. He would not allow us to present the outrageous evidence we have on our horrifying voter signature verification process, or lack of, which is basically we have whistleblowers who say they were throwing out 10,000 to 12,000 signatures a day saying these are not matching at all. And somebody higher up from them was then throwing those in as if they counted. They were not doing the due diligence on those. And we have experts who testify that maybe upwards of 200,000 fraudulent phony ballots with bad signatures were counted. Unfortunately, the judge wouldn't let us bring that into the courtroom, but we're able to bring it in the appellate court because it was brought up in a Senate hearing. And so it is kind of public knowledge now. And then when we go to ask to depose the person in charge of that department that oversees the signature verification, she has mysteriously disappeared. She's no longer in Maricopa County. We can't find her. It's outrageous. They said they did voter signature verification, and it would take anywhere, according to our experts, between 35 seconds and 45 seconds to properly verify each envelope signature. If they would have verified these signatures the way they said they did, they would have only had 8 seconds per signature to verify. It's humanly impossible to do that. And then we found out that they sabotaged Election Day by having 60% of the voting locations not functioning. They printed the wrong image on the ballot paper intentionally so it would jam up the tabulators, causing lines of 2, 3, and 4 hours. We found out that 250,000 ballots got spit out as unreadable on Election Day because of that. And we also found out that they did that primarily in the Republican voting areas to sabotage the turnout, which was 3-1 Kerry Lake voters to Katie Hobbs voters.
You said that you have very good attorneys right now. One of the things I've witnessed from the outside, a couple of my good friends who are attorneys have traveled to Arizona to help and to clean up. But I have an impression, and tell me if I'm wrong, that it's almost impossible to find lawyers who are prepared to fight for Republicans in election issues. It's just too dangerous for them.
Truly. I mean, when you think of our founding of our country, 1776, the heroes were the men who were willing to stand up and fight and push back on the monarchy and save and create this country and save this country. And we look at various wars that we've been in and the bravery and courage. And truly where we are right now, where we're at a battle of a narrative, of a poisonous narrative versus the narrative and the truth of our country and our Constitution. The true heroes, in my opinion, are these legal guys and gals who are willing to stand up and risk it all. because they're being targeted for daring to stand up and fight back against these botched, stolen elections with their very ability to earn a living. They're being sanctioned, and then they're having these legal associations try to take their law license away so they can no longer practice, feed their family. It's despicable what's happening. So many levels of our society have gone corrupt, and in the law profession, that has truly gone corrupt. So I look at my attorneys, Brian Blem and Kurt Olson, and they are absolute American heroes, that they're willing to push this and get this out there.
Follow her everywhere, Carrie with a K, CarrieLake.com, at Carrie Lake. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, one-on-one. If you enjoy our deep dive one-on-ones with the real newsmakers, with the real experts, guarantee you never, ever miss an episode. Subscribe right now on your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. If you are America First, how do you prove it? You've got to wear America First. You've got to have America First in your pocket. How do you do that? What is he talking about in your pocket? Well, look at our store, SebGorkaStore.com. The hottest selling item right now, literally cannot make them fast enough, is the FBI t-shirt. This time it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, jointly released with Chris Plant. Get yours today. The newest item is our Elon Musk t-shirt. What has he done for us, this amazing man? Hashtag Twitter Files. Are you paying attention? Get your t-shirt, get your mug. And you asked for it. You called in and you asked for it. We designed it with our buddy Randy. It is the America First challenge coin with President Trump's face, with our America First emblem and my catchphrase, stay frosty. Get everything, my books, all the America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. Here is a moment from a Carrie Lake rally. The kind of, you know what they say about, whether it's being a radio host, whether it's being a politician in the Trump mold, it's about one thing. It's about authenticity. Are you faking it? Because it's really easy to tell if you're faking it. Or is your sincerity genuine? Is your love of country, is your love of the audience genuine? Well, here's an example of stuff you can't fake at an election rally for, you know, fighting fraud in America. Here's Carrie Lake with a different way of doing things. Play cut.
We have the president on the phone. President Trump, you're not going to believe this crowd. Everyone in Arizona cares about election integrity. Tell them hello.
Well, hello, everybody. And it sounds like an unbelievable crowd. I wish I was there with you. Because Carrie is a fantastic person. It's a shame what happened. They had the machines, quote, broken. Okay, a lot of these Republican area machines were broken. It's a disgrace. And ultimately, she's going to be victorious. But I just want to thank everybody for being there. We love you all.
In case you're wondering and you're not watching us on video, well, you should be, but she was using a very high-tech form of technological connection. She was holding her phone up to the microphone, but it worked. That's President Trump's authenticity. That's hers. She's Carrie Lake. She has an amazing future ahead of her. I want President Trump to make her the head of the National Counter-Election Fraud Organization. Mr. Trump, President Trump, you know I'm right. Let's talk about your current fight, though. You said repeatedly just a few minutes ago, they did this, they did that. They screwed with the format of the election forms. They made sure that they couldn't be read by the tabulating machines. Who's the they? Because let's call out here where responsibility lies. Is there an orchestrated machine of fraud in Arizona? And how much of what you are a victim of is basically GOP incompetence or something worse than that? Give us a breakdown, Carrie.
I wish it were just incompetence. I think it's something much more insidious, sadly. We have just gone into a full corrupt mode. We have cartels in control of Arizona. And, you know, the Democrats pull their usual stuff. They grab as many ballots as they can, stuff the drop boxes full of ballots. We've seen all of that. And they did that, of course. But the people in charge of Maricopa County, the largest county in Arizona, one of the largest in the entire country, 64% of our population resides here. So if you can rig Maricopa County, you can take the whole state and change the trajectory of our state and, frankly, the trajectory of our country. If you can rig Maricopa County, install somebody like Katie Hobbs in the governor's office, that means you can keep the border wide open. You can keep the fentanyl pouring in. You can keep chaos on the streets and continue to brainwash our kids in school. And that's exactly what they did. The two men running our Maricopa County elections are so-called Republicans. So this is really that big uniparty working against we the people. They could not handle that a grassroots candidate who the people asked to run, such as myself, and led a massive movement of people, would take over and run the state and give the government back to the people. They couldn't handle that. And the two men running our elections, Stephen Richer and Bill Gates, not the rich guy pushing his shot, but the less rich guy who runs, he's on our board of supervisors here in Maricopa County. They ran the elections at the same time, Seb, that they're running a super PAC raising tens of thousands of dollars to stop so-called election denier candidates. And we found out that the only money they were spending was against one election denier candidate, yours truly.
Yeah.
So here they are trying to stop me with the super PAC while running the election where I'm on the top of the ballot. And it was their mission to make sure that I didn't win, because I would be investigating the corruption that happened in 2020 and obviously any election corruption and turning things around.
Now, I have a theory, and you are right there. You're in the trenches. You're the general leading the fight for election integrity in your state. My theory is the following, because I think there's a misapprehension when it comes to elections in America. People want to, they think it's like a James Bond movie, that there's some evil Democrat mastermind, George Soros or Zuckerberg, in a hollowed out volcano, sitting there petting his white cat, and he's sending out, every single second, these SMS texts, these emails to minions across the country who are stealing the election. For me, it's like, hang on a second, we've been making jokes about stolen elections in Philadelphia and Chicago since the 1940s. You don't need a mastermind. You have a culture of corruption in these cities, whether it's Maricopa, whether it's Atlanta. You don't need some massive hive mind. You just need people who think, yeah, this is what we do. We cheat. Here's $2 for your ballot. Here's $5 for your ballot. Is that what you saw? Less some kind of overarching master plan and simply a culture of corruption?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I do think the overarching master plan, if you will, is a globalist agenda. And it's pulling us away from being a sovereign nation with a constitution that provides and protects our freedoms and liberties and moves us toward a globalist way of living, which I'm not comfortable with and I'm not willing to succumb to. And I think a lot of us feel the same way. But I think that a lot of the minions who are involved may not realize that they're part of that master plan, if you will. And I do think Soros has a lot to do with it. They've managed to buy up a bunch of media entities, smaller organizations, and this, they've controlled a lot of the lawfare that's going on. It is a definite push toward globalism, but it's not just the Democrats doing it. We do have a few on the Republican side that want that as well.
Yeah.
And I want a free America. I want the country that our forefathers helped design and bring about, that if we have our freedoms and liberties and they're guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, they're God-given rights.
But the point I'm trying to make is that when it comes to election theft, there's less a requirement for, the fax to be sent from on high or the email to come on down. There's simply, after decades and decades of fraud, there's a culture of, this is how we run elections.
Yeah, that could be absolutely. But I think in this case and in 2020, we've always been led to believe that we show up on election day and we get to choose who our representatives are. That's how it works here in America. Yeah. They're working for us, right? And we saw in 2020 with a super popular president like President Trump, the lengths they had to go to steal that election from him. The whole COVID thing, the push to shut us down, to shut down the churches and schools where we used to vote in small little precincts and move us to big voting centers and mail out ballots. That was that was a bigger overarching plan.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I agree with you or disagree with you. There was a lot involved in that to defeat President Trump and then try to convince us that this bumbling fool named Joe Biden, who can barely walk and talk and can't chew gum at the same time, is the most popular president right. we've ever seen.
Yeah,
so
no,
I think there was a bigger overarching...
Yeah, I think with regards to COVID in 2020, that's absolutely right, especially if we just look at one actor who is Zuckerberg. But the point is, even if we can stop Zuckerbucks and Dropboxes, there's this deeper ingrained culture of election fraud in Democrat cities, and that's going to be very, very hard to deal with. Her name is Carrie Lake, at Carrie Lake, at CarrieLake.com. Carrie with a K, CarrieLake.com. Stay with us for more with Carrie Lake, one-on-one. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. She's one of your favorite guest hosts. Welcome back to Carrie Lake on America First. If you enjoy America First, don't forget, this isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer every single year. This is a free market enterprise. We don't happen unless we have supporters like the great Mike Lindell, a friend of President Trump's. He is under attack. The left wants to cancel him. Not just the FBI, now even Walmart have banned his goods. He's got his brand new MyPillow 2.0, even better. Is that possible? I don't know. He's already sold 71 million of the originals. He's got amazing BOGO offers right now. If you use my name, you'll get up to 66% off his line of more than 150 products. Let's have Mike's back and have a good night's sleep. Call your order in 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code Gorka for that massive discount. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. Secret code G-O-R-K-A. Let's talk about the state of media. There's one thing that keeps niggling at me, Carrie. I'm very excited about the fact that we own talk radio. The left can't do it. Conservatives own it, from the late great Rush to my buddies at Salem to Dinesh, Dennis, Mike Gallagher, Charlie Kirk and everybody else. Other platforms, other companies, Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Chris Plant. I mean, this is our domain. But if you look at the rest of the media, with the odd exception of Breitbart and Newsmax, it's still theirs, quote unquote. It's still the left. And I see in the last 6 years especially, there seems to be no consequence for the lies. Whether it's CNN, whether it's the New York Times, whether it's the Washington Post, whether it's, you know, the absolute gutter of the gutter, Slate, HuffPo, you name it. The persistent lies that are now demonstrably lies, when you see Hunter Biden's attorneys say, yes, we want our laptop back, that is Hunter's. No apologies, no mea culpas, no corrections. How is it that even when they are desperate for viewers, with 300,000 viewers of an evening on CNN, there are no consequences? Can you help me explain that how zombified the mainstream media has become, Carrie?
Oh, it's horrible. It's so bad. I mean, I walked away from my career that I loved, you know, telling people stories and being a journalist, because during COVID, I went, whoa, this is the truth. They don't even want to get the truth out. It's a one-sided march toward dividing us and filling us with fear. And I just was like, I can't do this. I'm not interested in telling half truths. I want the full truth told to the people. So I walked away. You know, how do they do it? They don't even care about ratings anymore. They only care about pushing the lies out to try to keep as many brains kind of controlled by their bogus narrative. And you know that's true. I mean, people aren't even advertising much. Their advertisers are Pfizer. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Anthony Fauci was spending a lot of money through the government during the whole COVID thing, pushing. You could almost see it happen overnight when the money started to get spent about pushing the vaccine. And you saw all of these news people pushing the vaccine. And it was like that. They just all switch. And that's right when they started getting the money, hundreds of millions pouring in advertising. No one's watching this. They don't even care about the ratings anymore. As long as they've got big people, giving millions to them, like Pfizer, big corporations, they will keep running this because they can't run it with viewers. They don't have enough of them. If you look at what you have to do, Seb, and you guys have to sell real ads to real people.
Right.
And you don't have, thank goodness, Pfizer running the show for you.
No, but we don't have any sugar daddies. We actually have to pay the rent.
And you don't have, like PBS and NPR, you don't have the federal government paying for your broadcast. And we need to get away from that kind of, to me, Pfizer, the federal government, it's all the same thing. They're pushing something that we're not interested in, or at least we want our own say in. And so I think the days of the mainstream media, they are on their last gasps of air. People are not tuning in or tuning them out. To me, the alternative media is the new mainstream media. And in a good way, I mean that. The alternative media, we found a way to get the truth out, and you see the numbers growing. I mean, Salem News is doing great. RAV is doing great. All of these outlets where the truth is getting out are watching their listenership, their viewership grow because there's an appetite for the truth. People are realizing their gut is telling them something's not making sense, and they're realizing that the people pushing that nonsense are the mainstream media, the big, five or six news organizations out there.
And then you get the confirmation, as we witnessed just 10 days ago with DirecTV and AT&T, where, you've got the most rapidly growing upcoming conservative cable news channel, Newsmax, and we're just going to cancel you. So that's when a lot of Americans get red-pilled. All right, we're coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works. Let's pay the rent. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is Alicia's story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out, but it's okay. It's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3 week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Seriously, what do you have to lose except for the pain? Nothing. Call today. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back with Carrie Lake here on America First One-on-One after these messages. Welcome back to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and the wonderful Carrie Lake. Before we get on to a more strategic topic regarding the future of the conservative movement, an entity you are right at the heart at right now, I got to ask you one curious question, because your decision is quite... Very few people can build a career over decades, rise to the top of it, and then just walk away. That takes some doing. I have to ask you, when you were disgusted by what you witnessed... The propagandizing of the mainstream media. How did it happen in practice? again, was it like the culture of election fraud? Was it a collective hive mind? Or would somebody say, no, you can't say that. We like Biden. How overt is it in the mainstream media?
I mean, for me, it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And it was one straw laid on top of another until I just was feeling miserable every time I was getting off the air. I thought,
but was it obvious? What was the bias, explicit, or was it nudge, nudge, don't say that?
I think it was pretty explicit. I mean, there's very few conservatives in the mainstream media. Yeah. I would venture to guess in every newsroom across this country, maybe 5% of the folks working in any newsroom in the corporate news media are conservative.
They've managed to fill for the cameraman. I've only met conservative cameramen.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I've worked with a few of them. There's been a lot that have been liberal. But as far as the people making the decisions in the newsrooms of these various, TV stations across the country, they are primarily liberal or far left, like far left. And so when you're pitching stories of saying, hey, look, we're in the middle of COVID, but we're only covering the most dire cases. What about the case of somebody who got it and, had some mild symptoms and got over it? So that we're letting people know it's not a death sentence. You can get over it. Remember, President Trump got over it. Yep. We've all probably had COVID by now and gotten over it. There's no interest to do that. There's no interest to talk about hydroxychloroquine. When President Trump mentioned that and other drugs that might work that are very safe and effective, there was this gasp of like, oh, my gosh, we can't put anything out that would help people get through this. We want to keep things shut down. We want to keep the fear going. When the protests started, they were burning our cities. And I'm sitting there watching the corporate news media and watching people who are supposed to be journalists say this is peaceful protesting as people's businesses are being burned to the ground. I couldn't do it anymore. I mean, I would walk off. I was working from home at the time during COVID. I would leave my set because of COVID. They sent half of us home, and I would talk to my husband and say, I can't read this stuff anymore. I just can't live with myself. You start to feel physically sick when you don't feel that the full truth is going out. And so for me, it was hard. It was hard to walk away from a career and a huge paycheck. At that time, I was making a very, very comfortable living, probably one of the biggest paychecks in all of television and one of the most prime markets in all of television, and had a number one show for 22 years. But I got to live with myself, and there's going to come a day where I have to meet my maker, and I want that meeting to go well. And if I'm doing something I feel is immoral, then that meeting is not going to go well.
That is the standard. That is the standard. Looking in the mirror and then one day looking into the face of our creator. Yes, Carrie.
And we have to get to that point where whatever industry we're working in, that we're doing the right thing right now. Yeah. I mean, people are so worried about their paycheck and their retirement. We're teetering on a situation economically and in this country where that may not even matter anymore. What good is a paycheck? Yeah. What good is that retirement? The benefits, if we are in a country where we don't have our freedom, where our children are living under communism, I think we all need to step up and just say that stuff doesn't matter. Right now, we are in a fight for the soul of our country.
Wow. Now, you embody a new kind of conservative, the MAGA America First, perhaps the best exemplar outside of President Trump for that movement. As such, I want to ask you, what kind of sense do you have? We've had the State of the Union. Kevin McCarthy started his work. Are you buoyed by what's happening with the Republicans on Capitol Hill? Is it now a MAGA party? How confident are you that they understand what happened in 2015 and 2016? So how do you feel about your fellow conservatives that we're getting rid of the rhinos?
I have some hope with this current Congress, I think is 118th Congress, that they are going to start investigating some of the wrongdoings and injustices that we have endured at the hands of the Uniparty and at the hands of corruption. And I have some faith in that. I'm glad that we saw those 20 congressmen and women stand up and do the right thing. And I believe they exerted enough power to to actually return the power back to the people instead of just having it in the leadership's hands. So I'm really encouraged by that, and I'm hoping that we see some good things out of that. You know, I'm also discouraged to hear people who have said things like, oh, we need to move on from President Trump. And I think, wow, they have been the victim of brainwashing in the media. When you endure 7 years of constant attacks at the hands of the corporate mainstream media, the corrupt media, it's nonstop, 24/7, like President Trump did. Here we have a man who gave up so much to get into office and try to help and try to bring forth America First policies that would help all of us. And he had to do that. And he was very successful, mind you, even though he had was taking a constant beating from the media. And then to have the election stolen from him. We need to let that man get back in office to turn this around. I don't know that there's anybody who can turn the mess that we have seen our country fall into at the hands of Joe Biden around faster than and better than President Trump. And I, my challenge to people is, if you are feeling dissuaded about him or tired with where, you know, the constant attacks, you have been a victim of the media, you know, onslaught, and it has not been true. We know now that, you know, Russiagate was fake. They lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. They lied about Joe Biden's compromise of you know, he's been compromised by the CCP in Ukraine. They lied about Ukraine. They've lied about everything. And if you are souring on President Trump, it's because you've been brainwashed by this fake media, the fake news media. We need him back.
We do need him back because he has work that has to be finished, especially in terms of draining the swamp. We're talking to Carrie Lake. Follow her right now at carrielake.com and on all social media. We are broadcasting to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, paid relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Find out for yourself why Yvonne from California wrote us this. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. Yeah, $19.95. Do it today. You know it makes sense. I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You owe it to yourself. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Stay with us for more with Carrie Lake, one-on-one, America First. First, one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, and the wonderful Carrie Lake. I'd like to ask you, I mean, you've done something in the last 18 months, 2 years, which is truly, truly, truly stunning, to go from one sector, make a complete switch, and then make the impact you made. What is your message? Because you're talking right now to 3 million people across Arizona, California, you name it, the whole of the nation. People who say, I like talk radio, but I just like listening, and you know, Carrie can help save the nation with President Trump or Dr. G, but I'm just going to listen to radio. It's not enough just to listen to radio or watch conservative TV, is it, Carrie?
No, it's not. And I don't even accuse people of just doing that, because I saw with our movement, it truly was a miracle. I mean, for me to get in as a unknown in politics and create an amazing movement here in Arizona that really caught on with the whole country, because the whole country cares about Arizona and our wide open border. And they saw in me someone who was going to take that seriously and stop the cartels and stop the illegal activity and declare an invasion on our border on day one, minute one. And so this is why our movement was so powerful and is so powerful. And people did get involved. We did everything right. We showed up. We knocked on doors. We volunteered. We traversed the state. The biggest movement we've ever seen politically in Arizona. And it was because of we, the people, getting involved. And then only to have our election stolen by the political elite corrupt. And that's why I'm fighting it. I cannot just fall back and say, well, we'll try again next time. We did everything right and they stole our election. And this is why we need to sound the alarm across this country. You may have good elections in your state. Maybe your state actually runs things pretty well. But as long as we have an Arizona where it's a banana republic, or a Michigan or Pennsylvania or Georgia, where these mega counties, they can steal an election, we, the people, cannot chart the course for our future.
Yeah.
We're allowing people who are crooks, criminals, and corrupt to chart the course. And that's why we ended up with Joe Biden and with the disaster of the last 2 years. So we, the people in every state, need to stand up and say, we've got to get our elections to where one legal vote per legal voter. Get back to election day, not election month. And it's uncomfortable to talk about it because it's become taboo. I'm starting to figure out that anything that they don't want us talking about is something we need to be talking about.
Bingo.
Thank God for talk radio. They didn't want us talking about COVID. They didn't want us talking about masks or the shots or the election or Ukraine. What else can't we talk about? Those are the issues we've got to talk about before we lose our freedom of speech altogether.
That which they don't want you to discuss is the topic you must discuss all the more frequently and loudly. She's a true fighter. She's an exemplar of America First and the Make America Great Again movement. She has an amazing future ahead of her. Carrie Lake, thank you not only for being our guest, but for being my guest host on America First. Follow her at carrielake.com and at Carrie Lake on all social media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
On this continent, a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant... But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look. Folks, the idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks.
Pap. perhaps the nadir of yesterday's State of the Union address by the current incumbent of the White House, Joe Biden, where he just told a whopper, the big lie, the Republicans want to take away your Social Security and your Medicare. No, they don't. And you know what? Listening to that, I think we conclude this is a different GOP, a different Republican Party, because they didn't just sit there and obey the Marquis of Queensbury rules. They pushed back. They heckled. They shouted. They called him a liar. And it's a little bit more like the British system. I like it. It's a bit more parliamentary. And we have so much to discuss. The number here, let's open the lines, is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And there was, however, a sterling response from the youngest governor of the United States, my former colleague in the White House, former press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, on, well, everything that was a lie and also what Joe Biden inherited. Cut 15. Let's listen to my friend Sarah.
President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record, the most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all.
It's hard to disagree with that. I would love to hear, maybe today we'll get a sane Democrat, not a perverted one that's sexually obsessed that wants to insult me. We get those. We have fun with them in the breaks. But call in if you voted for Joe Biden and if you'd vote for him again. I'm very, very curious. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Sarah made it even simpler to understand the difference between Biden and between America First. The dividing line is very simple, very prosaic. Cut 14.
I'm the first woman to lead my state, and he's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is. In the radical left's America, Washington taxes you and lights your hard-earned money on fire. But you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one another on account of their race, but not to love one another or our great country. Whether Joe Biden believes this madness or is simply too weak to resist it, his administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Bingo, Sarah. The choice today is between normal and crazy. One line that really hit me there in her response was, are children being taught to hate each other based upon race? That's what you voted for if you voted for the Biden administration. Let's dissect it even further, what it means for the next 2 years, with one of my colleagues, I consider a friend, a great patriot. He makes hosting a TV show live just look easy. He shakes it out of his little finger every day. I don't know why he's laughing at me off camera. Greg Kenny, Newsmax, welcome back to America First. You do make it look easy, my friend.
Well, I am touched. I am touched by your kind words. Thank you, Sebastian. And you know, it's funny. I do consider you a friend, but I don't think we've ever met in the flesh.
No.
And it's all technology, and it's which I hate, by the way. I hate technology. I hate what it does to us, but I also love it because that's how I became familiar with you. It does wonders. And anyway, great to be with you. What a speech. What a speech.
Yeah, let me look. I'm an immigrant to America. I'm a legal immigrant. I believe you were born here, scion to the great commissioner of police, Ray Kelly. So maybe you have a different perspective. I liked the rowdiness. It took me back to being in the UK, the House of Commons, the Parliament, the give and take, the push, the hustle. Of course, the mainstream media saying, oh, how rude the Republicans were. What is your take to the frequency at which yesterday was transmitted and the response of the GOP? What was your response?
I thought it was a beautiful thing, a thing of beauty. I so relished it. And I know what happens in the UK, and I think that's great, too. But for us here in that setting, look, Joe Biden lies all the time. We all know that. Yet somehow he is protected by the media. He's around the press every single day. He actually gets asked questions every day, not major league formal press conferences, but little gaggles here and there. And they never ask him about the lies. They never ask him about the laptop. They never ask him about his long life of deception. So there he was lying, and he was having those lies put back on him in real time.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it because the media won't do it for us. And in a way, it was just perfect because our democratically elected leaders did, and they did it in real time, and he absolutely deserved it. I don't know if he was taken aback or what, or I hear some Democrats say, oh, that worked to Joe Biden's favor.
No.
We needed that moment. I needed it.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response, what did you think of that, Greg?
She is a dynamo. She is so impressive. And, you know, there's something, you know, we know this. We know what she's saying is true, but to hear it presented so powerfully, so cleanly, so in such a matter of fact, you know, we're not all losing our minds. Sometimes I wonder, you know what I mean? Are we going crazy here? And somehow it was a sanity check. I was very impressed. And of course, I liked her when she was White House press secretary. And I know you certainly know her well. And but I've actually never met her. And I just thought, wow. And you could see a future president. You could see a future president in Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And one more thing, if you don't mind, Sebastian,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned you're an immigrant. And I think this is lost too often. You know, America, we love immigrants. We love it. We love and we're all descendants from immigrants. It's great. It's great. That makes America a wonderful place. And it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter your gender. And that's what they all want us to think about all the time.
Yes.
And,
race, anyway, gender. Very optimistic. Absolutely. And it's the peculiar situation that we are run. We have an elite that hates this nation. We are talking to the host of Greg Kelly Reports, former Marine, former Harrier jump jet pilot. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Kelly USA. Next, we're going to talk about his latest book, Justice for All. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you love our show, never miss any of our one-on-ones. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Plug in my name at Spotify, Apple Podcast, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Never miss a nanosecond. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. We will be back after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.